are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
What I want to do today is I want to go through several things about being an effective manager. These aren't textbook things. These are things that I have found helpful for me over the years, for people that I've talked to over the years. And my hope is that when you leave here today, you'll pick up two or three or maybe four or five ideas that you can go back and just do something different in your company, become a better manager than what you were before. So what we're going to talk about today, over the hour and a half that we have, we're going to talk about the seven attributes of an effective manager. We're going to start with that. Then we're going to talk about four ways to increase communications. We're through with that. We're going to look at three specific goals we need to meet. Obviously, we don't have any goals. We can't meet them. So we're going to set up some specific goals as a manager for you. Then we're going to look at three great ways to motivate people. We're all looking for good ways to motivate those that work for us inside the company. Then we're going to talk about six ways to measure our success. See, it doesn't do us much good to work hard and do great work if we don't have any way to measure ourselves, know whether we hit our goals or not. So we're going to talk about ways to measure that. Then the last thing we're going to talk about is three numbers that you as a manager need to understand. Because even if you do everything from the top down to right here perfectly, bottom line, ability to manage in your company boils down to, hey, did your department, the area you're responsible for, did it make money or not? So we're going to talk about three numbers that you need to be tracking, you need to understand, so you know whether you're profitable in your department or not. So that's kind of what we're going to cover this afternoon. I think you'll find it interesting. The first thing we're going to talk about is the seven attributes of an effective manager. Attitude. You know why most people do not continue to do work with a company? And that's not just you. That's Walmart, Kmart, gasoline, the mall, any place in town. You know why most people stop doing work with a company, stop purchasing from them? It goes back to attitude. Dale Carnegie did a study many, many years ago. It was repeated by South Central Bell a few years after that. And they said, you know, why do people stop doing business with a company? And the results came out about the same. Some like 2 or 3% of the people died, and that's a real good reason not to continue. I accept that one. About 15 to 20% of the people change locations, just physically move from one place to another. That's another valid reason not to continue with you. But clearly, nearly 70% of the people did not continue to do work with the company, not because of the product, not because of the service, but because of the attitude of one or more of the people they talked to. And that could be your answering service. That could be the boss. That could be the technician. You know, somebody had a rotten day, a bad attitude, and all of a sudden turned the customer off. When I first heard that, I said, man, that's a pretty high figure. I don't know if I believe that or not. When I'm back in town, I travel quite a bit. When I'm back in town, one of the things my wife likes to do is we like to get up early in the morning, and she likes Hardy's coffee. So we'll go drive through Hardy's, we'll pick up two cups of coffee, we'll go back to the house, and we'll have some sharing time. And it just so happened, after I heard those statistics, we had moved from one house in town to a different one. We had to go to a different Hardy's. First morning through the new Hardy's. Drove through the drive-thru, picked up two cups of coffee, handed my wife, got ready to pull back out on the highway, and you know what she said? He said, I don't like their coffee. And I looked over there, and literally, she hadn't tasted it yet. But when we went through that drive-thru window, that person at the drive-thru had a rotten morning. I mean, their attitude was pathetic. And guess what? It instantly transferred to the coffee. And I said, that's what they're talking about. That's what they're talking about. Your attitude towards your customer can literally make or break your company. And your attitude towards your employees as a manager can make or break your department. First thing in terms of attitude of a manager, attributes of a manager, is have a good attitude. Have it as much as you can. Get somebody within the office to be kind of a sounding board for you.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.